You're listening to Morning Edition on Capital Public Radio. I'm Steve Milne, and Jack Robinson is here. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk about business stories on Friday mornings. This week, the Sacramento City Council voted to tighten water use restrictions because of record drought conditions. I think we all know what that means for homeowners, but what about businesses?
Well, the city's making basically the same request of businesses that it is of homeowners, 20% reduction. Now, water, you know, once a week in the winter, twice in the summer. So far, there's no indication that this will put anyone's business at risk. I mean, the biggest effects probably will be for, like, office parks that have a lot of landscaping. You'd think golf courses, but many of those use well water, so they may not be as vulnerable as you'd think.
Well, what about fines? Are businesses going to be facing the same kind of penalties if they don't meet their targets?
Yeah, the same enforcement mechanisms apply. But, you know, as with homeowners, the city's taking sort of a diplomatic approach, approaching companies that use a lot of water and asking them to reduce it where that's feasible. For example, the city plans to approach businesses that routinely power wash their sidewalks and ask them to cut back on that. And they'll ask restaurants to serve water only when customers ask for it. But, you know, a lot of restaurants do that already, so it's unclear, you know, how much of the savings will be there.
Well, actually, speaking of restaurants, we had a high-profile closure this week where that Enotria is shutting down.
So after 17 years, Enotria, a restaurant and wine bar on Del Paso Boulevard, will close. The owner now lives in Nevada, and apparently business wasn't exactly booming. Dale Kessler in The Bee noted this week that this is not good news for that part of town, where efforts have been going on for some time to revive a slightly aging business district. It will all depend, I think, on who the replacement tenant is. As we've discussed before, the restaurant scene here is in constant ferment. You know, this happened this week, but there are two new restaurants that are sort of being born at the very same moment. A place called Mother at 10th and K is a vegetarian place by a group of chefs who say they eat meat but love vegetables. And sort of on the other side of the spectrum, there is another restaurant called Block Butcher Bar at 20th and K. That's all about pork. It even will have an open area where patrons can watch workers cutting up carcasses and literally making sausage.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, Sacramento's week-long Bacon Fest starts this coming Monday. Any connection there with that?
I think that's just a coincidence, but it's a lucky one for Block Butcher Bar. Michael Tui, the chef of this new restaurant, is one of several participating in this annual event. You know, actually, most of it is really sold out already, but the real point is sort of to promote restaurants during a traditionally slow time of year.
Also this week, the Chief Justice of the State Supreme Court announced a plan to lobby for restored funding to trial courts. How are the courts doing financially after years of budget cuts to lawyers and business clients?
Our legal reporter, Kathy Robertson, took a close look this week and found that the effects are really pretty dramatic. You know, basically, civil cases now take so long that a lot of clients are just avoiding the court system. Over a three-year period, for example, civil filings statewide dropped 43%. And that's because partly the economic slowdown, perhaps. But lawyers say a lot of it has to do with the fact that businesses and people just don't have time or the money to use the court system anymore.
Are we talking about people with low incomes who can't afford a lawyer and don't have time to wait in line?
Certainly, those folks have been hit hard. You know, for example, family law courts have cut back hours and assistance to people who don't have lawyers. But big companies are affected, too. If cases get delayed repeatedly, their costs really spiral. You know, their lawyers have to prepare over and over again. One consequence is a big boom in arbitration and mediation. Companies have to pay for that, of course, but at least they get things resolved in a reasonable amount of time.
One other business headline this week was about the closing of Lohmann's, the clothing store. And that was kind of the anchor store in that shopping center. I mean, it's called Lohmann's Plaza.
Right.
So What happens to the center that's named after the store?
This is kind of the other shoe dropping on some news from last month. The national retailer declared bankruptcy before Christmas, but said it didn't have plans to close any stores. Then this week, the company said it was holding liquidation sales. And so that seems to be the end. The leasing company that runs Lohmann's Plaza at Fair Oaks and Monroe said they would be looking for a new name. For what it's worth, they said it would be something exciting, but they don't plan to name it after whatever store replaces Lohmann's.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.